Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Inspiring, beautiful, written, thought-provoking. Some of the praise for the poetry book, Oneness, by Carmeline. Poems that lead us to the realization of our oneness with each other as fellow human beings. And all other forms of existence on our planet speaks to what we share rather than what sets us apart. Life alone distinguishes our experiences. Oneness shows how we share a life or manifest it in different times and different places as being in this world together and how each expression is important to the whole. Carmeline was born and raised in Chicago, spent the first part of her life in theater, working professionally as a theatrical lighting designer. Marriage and raising a family led her to a new career as a songwriter and poet. Her first book of poetry, Reflections on Myself, was published in 1990. Like many poets, Carmeline has been a social activist, an environmentalist, philanthropist, for most of her life, spending many years working toward equality for people with physical and mental disabilities, an active member of the New Thought movement. She both studied and taught metaphysics and mysticism for the past 40 years. Currently residing in Glenview, Illinois, Carmeline, author of Oneness, our guest on This Week in America. Carmeline, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here. I'm so happy to see you again.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here and to be able to talk with you. And there's so much to talk about in this wonderful book that you've written, receiving excellent reviews. And we'll talk about all of the books that you've written, and we'll be showing the covers on the video portion of the interview. What inspired you to write this? Where did the idea for the book Oneness come from?
It came from the pandemic and how I felt people were feeling so disassociated from each other, not willing to be part of each other's lives in any way because of the fear of contagion. And I thought, no, we are all in this together. And we are all one together. Part of it is seeing each other as different aspects of the oneness, not just everybody being the same thing at the same time. So this is what kept prompting me. And finally, I said, why don't you just do it? And I did.
Well, and we all are appreciative of that because it is a topic, a theme, a collection of poetry that's so important to our lives now is okay, what do we need to do to protect ourselves? Can we get back to society? Can we go back to work? Do we need to be close to friends again or continue to stay away? All of this in Reflections in the book Oneness by Carmeline, that's Carmeline, book available. Amazon, all the usual places, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Before we jump in and talk about oneness, a little bit more about yourself. I gave a background on what a fascinating background it is. Tell us something maybe that even your friends might not know about you and you and your background.
Well, some of them actually do not know that I am a poet. They have seen me in my other professions and as the mother of four children, grandmother of two children, and I think they just see me as an average housewife. So I let them. If that's how they see me, that's how they see me. And but that's an aspect of oneness. The housewife is very important.
Well, and we'll talk about that because you really bring out the power of oneness, and that's really where it all begins for all of us, and that's the title of Carmeline's latest book. It's called Oneness. I mentioned in your background, I understand that you coach baseball as well as everything else you do in your life.
Yes, that was something I undertook because I did not like when I heard the baseball diamonds for our little league here in Glenview are right in my backyard, and I heard people yelling at children, calling them names, telling them they didn't know what they were doing, and I said, no, that's not the way. We're going to do it a different way. So I asked the league if they would accept me as a coach manager, and at first they said no, and when they found out they had no one else, they accepted me. So I began with my first team My first team not only won first place in our league, it was American National, just like regular baseball, but they won the World Series championship in the
Fantastic.
league as well. And all my successive five teams all came in first place. Why? Because we used a very different technique. So little by little, I began teaching the other coaches, and they accepted what I explained to them. And now we have very nice, kind, loving people working with our children in my backyard.
I was going to say, so it's a lot more pleasant now going out, sitting in the back back patio and listening to the Little League chatter from across the way. So it's not quite as irritating as it was before you got
I
started
know.
On this.
That's very true.
That's
very
such a
true.
Fascinating story. And the power of oneness comes alive in real life in the situation that Carmeline went through. Tell me a little bit more about the book and the variety of poems and how you put this collection together, because you touch on a number of very important themes in our lives.
Yes. We started by wanting to appeal to everyone who reads the book to accept the fact that they are part of the oneness. That's the first poem in the book, is saying you are part of the oneness. And the final poem in the book is I Am the Gift. And it occurred to me that if all of us are true to ourselves as we've been created to be in our identity, we will then be able to be part of the wholeness that comes from being one with each other. So we have to start accepting ourselves as who we are. You know, some people are very divisive, some people are very decisive. So if you choose whoever you're supposed to be and you be it, you'll find yourselves complimenting the other people in your midst. I feel that the gift is you being very true to who you are. Some people are meant to be leaders, others are meant to accomplish whatever they can for the leader. So it's whoever you are, you're supposed to be that, be it, and that makes us whole.
The book is Oneness. Carmeline is the author and their guest, Carmeline. It's interesting you talk about choosing, and the first poem in the book is Oneness, and you say it's a choice. Talk about that, because when you read that and you think about it, it isn't like everything else, most things at least in our lives, it's a choice that we make.
Yes, that's correct. And we have a choice to accept our capacity to interact with one another in the way that makes us whole. It's like if you are creating a recipe and you don't put all the ingredients in, then it doesn't taste the same. And that's why I believe that we do need to add the people who, some may be the salt, some may be the pepper, some may be the oil, you know, but without that person, it doesn't make the whole what it should be, in my opinion, anyway. And some people who've read it have very definitely responded to me with a note or a comment saying, we are now beginning to see what you're talking about. And you're talking about us adding to the wholeness. And that's really where we come down to it. The separation is what causes the strife, the wars, the
yes.
situations that are causing harm to other people, because people don't feel that they belong to the whole. I feel that.
The poems in the book Oneness are very easy to read. You do an excellent job of making it relatable, understandable. Sometimes you mention a collection of poems and people go, I never was able to understand poetry. Believe me, Oneness, you will understand this message. It's very simply put, eloquently put. It's such an important book and important topics that Carmeline deals with. Did you learn something in writing this? And I ask that because, as you mentioned, people are reading it and commenting. They're seeing themselves, their lives, where they fit in a different way. As you were putting this collection together, did this have an impact on you?
It did in many ways. And the simplicity is because that's part of who I am. I do not like complicated, long, drawn out, answers to anything. I believe what Jesus said, a simple yes or no will do it. And I presented a copy of the book to my dermatologist one day, and while he was treating me, he was reading the book, holding it up with his other hand, and he looked at me and he said, you know, I like this because you just say it very simply. You don't make us go looking for what it's about. You don't expect us to think about it. You just say what it is. And I said, yes. I mean, that's all I need to do. And if you can understand it, you can. I think that's what makes it relatable to other people.
It is.
Because they want to know someone else besides them has experienced this situation or feeling or whatever.
Well, your dermatologist is an excellent book critic. If he wants to find a side hustle, that's something that would work out well for him because he captured the essence of oneness. I want to just touch on the title, Oneness. How did you come up with that? And like the poems in Oneness, it just gets right to the point, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And I came up with it not because it's something I made up, but it's something that in the study of spirituality, we often come back to our oneness in any time we may do any healing work for someone or in pointing out where there's no dissension, but there really is oneness that people can be together, work together. Living in the community I have, I've served on many different committees, and I've, you know, tried to bring to people's attention we're more alike than we're different. During the winter of 1967, when we had the major snowfall and we couldn't get planes to land here in Chicago,
yes,
and couldn't get streets plowed and the snow was 7 feet high and whatever it was, you know, I began to realize that we needed to work together. And in order to work together, we had to have a common goal. And this is what I see in the book and in Oneness. The common goal is no matter what our situation. For example, the one of customer service where you
I love
stay
that
on
one.
The line with
yes.
the person and eventually they don't answer your phone call, so you don't receive the service, is something that happens to all of us. They don't distinguish between whether you're a very good customer or you're not a very good customer. They just simply say, we're not answering your phone call because we can't do anything about it, or whatever their situation might be, you know. And I feel people can relate to that. That's not something that's just made up. They say, I felt that before. The one drive-by surgery is a comment that I get from many people who've experienced surgery and feel the same way about it.
Yes.
It basically is an in and out procedure, and you do what they tell you to do. You hopefully come out alive, as it says in the poem.
Yes.
And the job is done, and you're thankful that it's done. However, I think we're used to having a little bit more service than that, you know.
Yeah, customer service, if you read that.
There's the little twists and turns in life that many people refuse to acknowledge and get very mad about all the time, but there's nothing, they're what they are, and they're there to get our attention.
And you do such an excellent job. Again, the relatability is there. Our guest is Carmeline. The book is Oneness we're talking about. Her other two books are available, Truth Teller and Journey to the Light. And all of that you'll find at Amazon. The link's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How about the decision to publish the book? When you put this together, that's one thing, that the creative part of putting it together. Then it's sort of a business decision at that point to publish. Talk about what inspired you to go ahead and to publish this and share it with the world.
Well, unfortunately, it was an accident that I had in my house, and I fell and broke my arm. And when I was taken to the hospital, they had to operate. And when they did, they moved the nerve in my arm, and my arm was paralyzed, and my wrist and hand were immovable. This has gone on for 2 years. And in that process, I thought, I just can't sit here and do nothing. I have to do something. So I started collecting the poems. Some had already been written by me. Some I continued to write in this period of time, and put them together. And I went back to my original self-publishing company, Ex Libris, and said, got another book, you want to do it? And they said, oh yes, absolutely. The people who were the team of editors and typesetters and so on and so forth were all moved to the Philippines at that time. So we had to schedule calls, special calls, so we could work with each other. And sometimes early in the morning, our morning, sometimes early in their morning, whatever. And we finally, with the help of my caregiver at the time, she who was a master at the computer, we went back and forth, and we got this book together. It took us 4 months. We put it together. We chose the cover. People really comment on the cover more than anything, because they say when they look at it, which is this horizon, the sky, and the
beautiful,
and the ocean, it makes them feel very peaceful instantly.
You're calm right away. You haven't even opened the book, and you've done your job in relaying this this emotion, because you look at that, and suddenly, you know, if you just look at that, you suddenly life is a little bit better than it was a few seconds ago. About, boy, time is going by so quickly. Carmeline, our guest on the program, the book specifically, Oneness, that we're talking about. What kind of feedback have you gotten from your children, from other people like parents, grandparents, and others? Talk about the feedback, starting with the children.
Well, there is one child in particular, because many of the children I've presented it to have not felt up to the task, so they didn't come back with comments. But a 13-year-old girl did, and she did it the best of anybody I've ever heard in my life as a critic. And I want to share this one thing that she comments on specifically. If you don't mind, I'm reading
from
her.
No, please do.
Okay. And her name is Emily. And she says, when reading the beautifully written poem in Oneness, she means the poem Oneness and the gift at the end. It describes many different emotions and reactions, shapes and forms that creations have. It really does help a reader, such as a younger mind, that would be her, to be open to new ideas of being able to relate to simple objects such as boxes or dreams.
Did a wonderful job, didn't she?
The whole concept of oneness, she can relate it to human life, plant life, animal life, And at the same time, she gets what I'm saying in the poem Boxes, Boxes. That's the name of it. And I wrote that poem because I had gotten so many boxes that day from Amazon that they were all piled all over my house. And I looked at them and I'm like, boxes, boxes everywhere. And it just came to me all at once, you know. And I never thought of it except for the compartments in our mind when we develop different ideas and we get stuck here, we get stuck there. We don't know if that's the choice we want to make or we don't want to make. So this young lady, 13 years old, she got it, hook, line, and sinker, okay? I'm so impressed, and I felt there was hope in this world. If we have children like that already here, they're going to help us.
Well, they certainly are, and I just boy, she really captured the theme, the emotion that you were portraying. It's a remarkably well done. The book is one. There's a couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned the favorite part of the book for you was what I am the gift. That's the end. And
yes.
And talk about that, because that sort of wraps it all together, doesn't it?
It does. And it's what I said, I think, initially is I truly do believe that instead of us saying to ourselves, oh, I wish he or she was more like this or more like that, take a good look and see how the people in your life are presenting you another viewpoint of something you may be missing, not understanding, not hearing. I want to relate back to the baseball situation because I was the first woman manager. I was not graciously received. I will put
I can
it
believe that.
Way,
yep. Yep.
By the male managers. They refused to take my batting lineup. They refused to shake my hand when I won. They wouldn't let me treat their team to hot dogs and Cokes. I mean, they did everything they could possibly think of because they were trying to get me out of there. And I thought to myself, at that time, I said, you know, naturally I didn't like it, but I said to myself, see, they're giving me something to fight against. I know what I'm doing is right. And I think the same thing is true about many of us who have given up on ourselves. I want to inspire people. If you have been who you are your whole life, chances are very good that's who I call God made you. So stop fighting it, start being it, start contributing to the wholeness, to the oneness. And you'll find that sooner or later you will come to terms with who you are and you'll be very grateful. And so will the rest of us because you're presenting to us another aspect of who we all are as human beings. We and, came here for a purpose.
And I love here. The story yeah. Of baseball, and they won't pay any attention to you or your players until you beat them a lot. Until you
right.
hoist a number of trophies, and suddenly they're following what you were telling them to do from the beginning and
right.
and successful and enjoying things better. There's such a valuable lesson, again, in real-life situations that that Carmeline talks about. The book is Oneness. Now, the other books available, Truth Teller, Journey to the Light, you'll find them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. At our website, we'll have a link to Carmeline's Amazon page. Very simple to get information there as well. Carmeline is Carmeline. And Oneness is life-changing. It's very easy to read. It's very relatable. They're going through all of the topics. You'll find something there for you. Onset of aging, the pain about pain, divine order that we talked about, dreams, and, of course, the classic customer service. We all see ourselves as what you were going through with customer service that day. The book is so well done, Carmeline. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Love to be able to do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate your exposing this idea to people, and in any way, shape, or form, it can help people to become who they are and be part of the oneness. I'm all for it. All for it.
Read the book, give it to others to read, just make sure they give it back, or buy them a copy of the book. Pass it along. It's a book that you'll refer to from time to time, and get a smile on your face and realize, yeah, I can get through this okay. And it all starts with the concept of oneness, presented by Carmeline, that's Carmeline. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.